Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy, folks. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado, Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. We're there live all over America. And, yeah, go get it. It's free. Put it on your phone. Easy to do. It is a Tuesday. Today is December 9th. Today is December 9th.
Hey, I was thinking
about yeah.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi, Jamie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Jamie.
How are, I just rode up with the security guys.
Oh.
Oh, very nice, lovely man. One had a little bit of a whiff to him.
Yeah. I've ridden with him before.
Yeah.
It's a lingering whiff.
It is, yes.
Too.
And familiar.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know
yes.
him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I only know him by whiff.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Oh. Anyway, I was just telling them on the elevator.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this show, our show, is being very Christmassy.
What do you mean?
You know, I just don't feel like we're having Christmas segments. I don't feel like that we're doing, like, things to bake on Christmas morning. Things to buy on Christmas. You know, I don't feel like we're doing Christmas segments.
No, we haven't done the things to bake. That is a category we have
We've
missed.
We've never done, yeah.
No, we have. Right? We talked trees. You dragging your tree out, getting a concussion. Remember that?
Oh,
getting
well,
all your Christmas
yeah, but
stuff
that was
out.
In November.
I'm just saying, yeah. we've talked a little bit.
I just meant it's
But we
December.
Haven't done, you know, Christmas cookies.
Yeah, and I was thinking, like, we need some, like, music,
yeah,
some festive
yeah.
music. You know, we need some stuff.
Yeah.
We need elves.
Yeah, the holiday is here.
It is here. I'm
16
very excited
days,
about it,
man.
By the way.
16 days. Man, I'm doing good with the gifts,
I know
Jamie.
You are.
I'm knocking it out. I got two more yesterday. I'm on a website right now doing one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm doing, I can talk about it right
okay.
now. I'm doing Cuddle Clone.
Oh, my God.
Cuddle
no,
clone.
You're not.
I'm doing Cuddle Clone.
What's a Cuddle Clone?
Cuddle Clone is where you take a picture of your pet.
Yeah.
Either alive or dead.
Oh, and then you make a pillow?
They make a, they make a stuffy. A standard stuffy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Because
I've seen the pillows.
And my wife has a dog that passed that was absolute her soulmate.
Okay.
She loved this dog, okay? And I'm trying to get one made for Christmas.
And so it becomes a stuffed animal?
Yeah.
And it looks just like it?
Identical.
Oh, that's
it's
cute.
It's unbelievable.
Cool.
I saw some of the pictures and then the clone itself, and they're unbelievable. They do a great job.
I bought you a poo-boo. Or a boo-poo. Huh?
What's a boo-poo?
Either a poo-boo or a boo-poo.
What do you mean?
Well, because I don't feel like you get enough hugs at home, and it's this little animal, and it's weighted, and you put its arms around its arms around you, and it has a little head, and then you put your chin on him like this, and you just give him a little hug, a poo-boo.
You do love me,
yeah,
don't
I do.
You?
I just
you do
I
care
like,
about me.
I do.
I don't get enough hugs at
know,
home.
I know. I just think I got you. It's either poo-boo or boo-boo. Yeah. I don't know. I took a screenshot of it. But you just, it hugs around you like a koala bear.
You know what?
And it's weighted. And then you just put your head right on its head. Just
I'm
like,
getting emotional. You know, yesterday I asked Frog for a hug. I mean, this is an absolute true story.
See, this is weird.
Well, I asked him for a hug.
That we have a story. And I just did that. Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. And yesterday, his hug cost me $34.
Why is that?
I had to buy him some Legos.
For a hug?
We were at the store. We were at Walmart.
If you give me a hug.
I said, can I get a hug? He said, can I get a Lego?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You know what's funny?
I said, sure. So get you a Lego. And I got a big old hug from him.
It's funny because you buy 34. Your love too, just from boys, just like I do.
You know what we did yesterday? Let me give you the real story, okay? Because we haven't said anything to Mom, and I can talk about it right now. And he and I have a pact between us, which probably is a really bad thing to do with a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know his age,
so,
right?
So let me tell you what we did. So he's got these little Iron Man figurines or Legos, right? Yeah. They're only about an inch tall.
He had them at the show.
Yeah, he loves these things. Yeah. He carries them around in his pocket all the time. And he had six. Well, one, he lost the helmet off the top of the head of the little Lego, and it fell somewhere in our stairway, and we can't find it. So to get that helmet, we bought the entire set for $35 yesterday.
Just for a helmet?
To get that helmet. We went into the Legos. So this is yesterday afternoon.
And Mom doesn't know that you just re-spent on the same Lego set.
No, because she'd be really upset if I bought these Legos for him with Christmas coming. Okay, because there's so many presents.
It's not a teaching moment. If you lose something, you either have to really, really look for it or you go without it.
So we took the helmet out of the Lego set and put it on his little man. He was so happy. That's where I got my hug. And then I took the box and taped it back up and wrapped it up, and it's under the tree.
Oh, my.
So you guys are just lying. You're just a big...
We didn't say anything. You both are just... Nobody's lying. We didn't say anything. We haven't said a word
to anyone. You know what that is? Lying.
Yeah.
You know what that's called? Lying.
So that's our pack right now. He's not to say anything.
The truth is going to come out.
I'm not sure this is healthy. I'm not sure. I don't know a lot.
This is healthy.
I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. But I feel like this is healthy.
You're not teaching good values.
Yeah.
Good morals.
Yeah.
Good morals.
Yeah,
you don't lie.
Good values and morals,
well,
man.
Yeah,
I didn't think of it that deep.
Well, it is that deep. You're teaching your kid to lie to his mom.
We haven't said a word.
Guess what that is?
He goes. He said, should we tell Mom? And that we found
answer?
It. That we found the helmet. Because now he's got it, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, no, man, you can't tell her. You can't tell her we found the helmet. Okay. I said, that's a lie. We're better off not saying anything.
So just not telling her anything. I feel like, wait, hold on. I'm trying to find the word that goes with this. I forget the word.
But there's a word.
There's a word, and it's bad, and it's not good.
You know, and I know it's just my own.
I think it's called dishonesty.
I know in my own gut that this is really not a good move for a 7-year-old.
See?
No.
But it seems fun at the same time. It seems conniving.
Conniving.
Conniving. Conniving's the
yes,
word.
Yes, yes.
BJ the conniver.
I like it.
Texnado, am I in the wrong here?
Yes. I'll answer for them. You don't even have to text.
You can be blunt about it.
You don't even have to text.
You can call me names if you want.
Hey, I got you, conniver.
Evil conniver here.
Oh my
god! I thought
god.
It was so funny though. We went in, we got this Lego set.
No, I'm
$34 friggin' dollars.
I'm with Carson. And what was it? Morals, compass?
Morals, and values.
And values. Morals, where are your? Values. It's like you're a politician. Where are your morals?
Yeah,
and values?
I have no morals and values. I'm
morals?
A politician at heart. I should run for office.
Oh,
I'd make a great governor, wouldn't I?
Lordy.
With those morals and values.
You fit right in.
Values.
All right, we take a quick break here.
We need Christmas music.
We need Christmas. Carson, get us some damn Christmas, will you?
Oh, my God. I was thinking.
Christmas.
Just like, we need it.
Jesus. What?
We are the least Christmassy damn thing.
Oh, I just said Jesus. That's Christmas.
Oh, that was good. That was good. You should have added baby to it. Baby.
In a manger.
Well, you didn't even have to. If you
have baby.
Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 1059, BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. It is December 9th. We are 16 days away from the holiday, Christmas Day.
Nice.
Man, and tonight, Jamie, let me give you a little hint, okay?
Okay.
Tonight is the big night.
Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, this is my favorite song.
Oh, hippopotamus for you. Don't want to die. A tinky tinker toy, I want it, to play with and enjoy.
Yes.
For Christmas, we have a bottom in between.
tonight is the big soiree.
And that right there was your son.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you didn't know.
That's Frog. Yeah, that's Frog. Tonight's the big second grade, Christmas.
What's on the menu?
Throwdown.
The Christmas program.
The Christmas program is a lot of singing.
Yeah, no, but I mean, do we know the songs? Have you been practicing?
We're doing Jingle Bells. Oh, I know good. That. Good. I know we're also doing...
That's solid, by the way.
Yeah, there's something else that he's been practicing, but I can't remember.
Well,
exactly
you guys are
in
a Catholic church, so you're allowed to sing the religious songs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They do Silent Night.
Yeah, yeah.
And various songs.
Mm-hmm. Do they do that one, Leon, for the dyslexic kids?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know why that's not a part of the program.
Right.
It's not.
Okay.
They do Noel, though.
Oh, good. All right.
Yeah, they don't do the Leon.
Well, I mean, you know, the dyslexic kids are like, Leon!
Yeah, tonight's the big party, though. We kick off tonight, and I don't know if we're doing dinner beforehand or what, but I always look forward to the big Christmas celebration.
Do you?
Yeah. Well,
Because, listen, I had the drummer and the band, okay? And sometimes we'd have, listen to this, sometimes it gets so crazy that they'd put all the bands together and even the feeder schools, like the elementary feeder schools.
Right.
So you're there for like 5 hours. And my kid plays the drums, right? And so his section is only, but I have to watch all the other elementary, or junior, I guess they're junior highs, all the other junior high feeder schools all play their songs.
You know, I got to give this school props though, because they do it individually. You'll have like a night where it's only first graders.
Oh, well, that's because that's rich people.
Yeah.
Rich people don't have time for this.
They don't have time. No, no. You know, time is money.
Yeah, private school people are built different.
Exactly. So this tonight is only a second grade night, and I think tomorrow's third. You get how it works.
You are very lucky.
So we don't have to sit through, but maybe like 45 minutes to an hour. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Can handle that, right?
That is nice.
Yeah.
The hippopotamus for Christmas. Oh, hippopotamus for you.
Don't look. Should be fun tonight. Big celebration.
You cut your kid off.
Oh.
I like it where he runs out of juice.
The hippopotamus for Christmas. Oh, hippopotamus for you. Don't want a dog, no tinky tinker toy. I want a
right
to play with and enjoy for Christmas.
I don't know what the whisper goes for.
Holy hippopotamus for two.
I don't know what happened there.
I think they probably have them do that, maybe.
They whisper it?
Yeah, maybe change it.
Oh, that's part of the program.
Probably so, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. You remember when Ralphie did all these?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
what started this as far as schools?
I think churches.
Felt compelled to have a Christmas program.
Because when I went to church when I was little, we always had a church program.
Yeah.
And I think the church trickled into the elementary schools.
Oh, really?
That's my guess. I don't know.
I don't remember. We never had one when I was in school.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever participated in one.
Tortured my parents, too.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we ever did.
Yeah.
I can't remember it anyway.
You know what the big thing? I know we're past it, but I was just reading this article about the big thing, and I almost pulled the trigger. These outrageous, over-the-top expensive advent calendars.
Yeah.
Have you seen these?
We got one.
I almost bought the one from, not Euphoria. What's it called? He would know the name.
What is it, Carson?
Sephora.
Sephora.
Yeah.
Sephora. Yeah. Is it very expensive? What do you mean by expensive?
I can imagine.
One of them for Vogue, the Vogue Advent Calendar, which I almost bought, is $600.
Oh, we
that's insane.
That. No,
isn't
we don't
that crazy?
That.
So let me read you a little bit.
What do you get each day? Like a car?
It says, for roughly a century, children have punched out numbered doors to discover candy, trinkets, all that stuff. But due to a recent boom in popularity, it's now the allure for all adults. There's these advent calendars for candles, jewelry, even fishing tackle for men or women, because I fish. Let's see here, makeup, dog treats, perfumes, nail polish. And it says... all these adults now want the feel of Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's like a little secret surprise every time you push open the door.
I want one.
I do. I almost bought myself one because.
I want one with cigars.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Pop out a different cigar each day.
I mean, honestly, I'm like, we got little Debbie a Squishmallow one. So like they're little mini Squishmallows, like yeah. those. But I get jealous every time she's opening one.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you
I
should
open
one
something.
For beers.
Yeah.
Well, this one guy, and it's something we should talk to the Colorado Candy Company about, but this one guy, he has a licorice company or whatever.
Yeah.
And the first year, he sold like 5,000 of them, and this year, he sold 300,000 of them.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's big business.
It says it's the thrill of each day containing a wrapped, hidden gift. It offers a whimsical spread. I almost bought, and then I was like, well, that just says like you're alone if you buy the $600 Vogue.
Yeah, for yourself,
it, right?
Too. Yeah,
like, that's just sad.
Yeah, we have one for Frog.
It was kind of exciting. I kind of did want to get it because you know I don't get a gift, right?
Right.
Like yeah. my son will buy me something, but usually like whatever.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's not like what it used to be.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, well, saying. Even when I was married, it wasn't great. Even
when No. I'm talking about when you were a kid.
Oh, and even when I was engaged. Well, I know what you got your wife, and it's not great.
No.
No,
but it'll warm her heart.
Oh, that's a clue. Anyway. Anyway, so like for Lisa and I, when people let us down, we need the $600.
I don't let her down, Jamie White. I do. I'll bet you I do better than your ex-husband did.
Well, my ex-husband or my ex-fiance?
Either one.
My ex-husband was pretty good.
I nail it each year.
Except for that year. You guys, this is so embarrassing, right? So I'm married to the doctor. We go to Indiana to be with his family. I've never missed Christmas with my family. But I'm like, okay, we'll take your kids. We'll go to Indiana. It's the right thing to do for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
His parents are there. They're getting older. All the family's there. Oh, my God. On the Bible, this is a true story. So everybody's opening gifts. And then he gives me a gift, right?
Yeah.
It's freaking a G-string, like different colors of G-strings from Victoria's Secret.
That would make a great advent calendar.
It's a variety pack.
No, wait, you're missing
a G-string every day.
You're missing the point.
No, I get the point. In front of his parents.
And his children. And his children. I wanted to die. I was like, what were you thinking? He goes, I don't know. I just brought the presents. I wasn't thinking about what is in it.
God. See, I'm not that dumb. I wouldn't pull something like that.
See, that's the problem with surgeons. They're book smart, but they are common
sense. Yeah. I do pretty good with my wife. I really do. Yeah. I knock it out of the park most years. She gets better gifts than I get.
I agree with that.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you want to compare the two, I think I do a pretty good job with it.
Well, you're getting a car cover, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, you get a car cover. So she texted me yesterday.
Yay!
All right, this is our Christmas, okay. Right? So she texts yesterday. She goes, that car, is it an 01 or an 02?
So she is getting you the one,
yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. Somebody's...
Now, why would your wife be texting you asking if your old car is an 01 or an 02? You're getting a car cover.
This is pretty funny, and I can see myself doing this. A lot of comments about these advent calendars, but this is so me. It said, I bought myself one. I thought I deserved it or whatever. And then I opened every single one of them in one day.
Oh, you don't need that. You don't need it. You've got a compulsion problem.
Yeah. I opened them all in one day?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Somebody said I got an advent for gnomes last year.
Oh, yeah. There's gnomes.
There's
like gnome ornaments, gnome everything. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Little figurines. Mm. They got it all.
Somebody else said I bought the wine advent calendar.
Oh.
I saw somebody did shots, like different shots.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I would say they got it for everything now.
For sure. Yeah.
If they've got shots.
If they have fishing tackle, if they have lures, different lures in there.
They got everything.
Yeah. I agree.
You can't think of anything they don't have, right?
Crazy, yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie, we'll get to tabloid trash. It's coming up next. Hang on.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my gosh. It's the most wonderful time of the year. We were talking about the advent calendars and how it's sweeping the nation for adults. This is, like you said, they make it for everything. Listen to this. We just got this text. I bought one of those advent calendars for knitting stuff. I only open one a day, although I want to bust open all of them, too.
What could there be, though, for 30 days?
Well,
I mean, you got your needles. You got your yarn. Other than that, what do you need?
Do they wear a thumb thing?
I don't know.
What is that called?
A thimble?
A thimble.
Yeah,
it's a thimble.
Thimble.
It's thimble. It's
I don't know.
If you're hair lip, it's a really fun word. Thimble.
Yeah. Thimble. You know, probably.
Yep, probably some pretty thimble.
I think that's more for sewing, though.
Listen, I don't know. I'm not a knitter.
My sister is.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she knits me beanies all the time.
Well, they say, remember when it was like a huge fad and people were just like, I mean, even like teenagers were doing it?
Yeah.
I was supposed to get rid of stress and
she
stuff.
Loves it.
I feel like I'd be stressed out trying.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Right. I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
I think it takes a lot of patience to knit.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do agree.
Or crochet, whatever.
All right. Let's see here. What was I going to... Hold on. Stand by. What was it? Oh, yeah. First of all, I just wanted to tell you guys this. It happened like a week ago or whatever, but I just saw it. Did you guys know there's a two-time Jeopardy winner, right? I watch Jeopardy every day. Well, I used to when my son came home from school. And two-time winner, which is like literally impossible. And he just got busted for putting cameras in bathrooms.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
Did he really? Yes. Wait a minute. He's a two-time winner. That means he won once on the show and they invited him back again?
Yeah, he probably went back to the champions.
He probably had one of those championship rounds.
Yeah, to the champions round. All right. Yeah.
And then he put cameras in bathrooms?
Yes.
What a pervert.
Right?
Smart pervert.
No, ooh, who wants to see
no,
that?
No, he's smart because he won the program a couple of times.
Because here's what I'm not going to do is
I'm
put a camera
saying,
and watch you take
I'm
a poo.
I'm saying he's a very intelligent person, but he's a pervert at the same time. You can be both.
Two-day Jeopardy champion Philip Joseph Joey DeSanta, who appeared on the long-running game show last November, was arrested on Monday, December the 1st, on two felony peeping charges. Yeah.
A peeper.
He's a development engineer, like a smart guy, right?
Who the heck gets their jollies from watching somebody go to
Dude,
the bathroom?
I don't.
You people, I swear.
So bizarre.
Go to the bathroom? Are you kidding me?
Maybe they like the sound of the tinkle.
I don't know. But that is so weird.
It is so disgusting.
It's weird.
I never, like, you know, I don't even get all of you couples that have been married for 800 years and leave a door open.
Oh,
like,
I hate that.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't do it.
Right? Me either. That is just like... In fact, we had such a thing, my ex and I, like, he would go to the basement.
Yeah.
Literally, like, when we, still to this day, when we go to a hotel and I can, there's a lobby,
yeah.
I go down to the lobby every single morning.
He would do that, too.
Like, I'm like, I'm going to go down to the gift shop.
And he would say things like, that's funny that you said that, and you knew what the word was, right?
Yeah.
And so Fancy Pants would say, I'm going to go get a paper. And I'm like, they don't even make newspapers. Then we knew what that word meant.
It was code word, yeah.
It's the lobby. All men that are at nice hotels and, you know, are dating or whatever, they go to the lobby. It's just a thing. All right, anyway, this is kind of crazy. I know you guys don't watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but this Mauricio guy, he and Kyle... Kyle. They've been married forever and they have like, I don't know, five kids, four girls, something like that. And he is out there dating. They divorced.
Yep.
Have you seen Mauricio?
No.
Oh my God. He started the A agency or whatever all over the country. We have a few here. And he is a whore.
Really?
Yes.
He's got a different girl every single day.
Every single day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's single now, right?
Yeah. They have a house in Aspen. They have moolah money. But in a preview of the next episode, here is what went down, number one.
They told me that I'm in my hoe stage.
Well, you are in your hoe era.
That's what the girl said.
The shoe fits.
What about you? Have you gone on any dates?
No, I'm single. You know that I would not be in a situation like you, sorry to say.
You never know.
No?
You get it going on, the passion, the whole thing. Like.
Can you shut up?
No, for you.
Yeah, but when you're saying that, you're also referencing yourself, and I don't need to hear about that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, I have dated since Mo and I have been separated, but I can also be private and discreet, unlike Mo. I don't feel the need to... parade around showing it off to everyone.
Yeah, I can tell. This guy has a woman magnet a voice, too. His accent and everything. Yeah.
He's attractive.
You can tell.
He's rich as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That helps.
Way
yeah, so,
that
I mean,
helps.
Just the money alone, these women are like, oh.
Yeah, that accent and money, goes a long way, man.
Anyway, but it's also sad because you can hear in Kyle's voice, like, she's, I know they're being honest with each other about dating other people and stuff, but she's still in love with him.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So sad. I'm going to get you on that Real Housewives train pretty soon. You're going to care about it. You are. All right. What is going on? This was just handed to me. I don't understand this story. Okay. So we know Taylor Swift, and this is not politics, but we know that Taylor Swift is a huge Democrat, right? She backed Kamala Harris and the whole thing, right? Well, I guess on, was it Monday night? I guess the Democratic Party did this whole thing where they poor Travis Kelce, they called him washed up and compared him to Donald Trump.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why the Democrat, according to the story, who in the Democrat Party took the time to even deal with this?
It says, here's what it
who
is.
Who cares?
It says, the party's official account shared a video of the Kansas City Chiefs' blunders. That's Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Of all his blunders in the loss to Houston Texans, including his drop catch, and then they spliced it with clips of Trump looking like he's stumbling and you know, really old and stuff, and it's called Washed. And people are like, you realize that that's Taylor Swift's fiance.
And they're saying that he and Donald Trump are both washed up.
Right.
Basically, right?
Right.
But why? What are you doing?
I don't know. People are like, I don't get this. They said, you know, Swift is a proud liberal. And they said, the biggest celebrity endorsement you have, and then you go after a fiance? That's really strange.
It's a lot of wasted energy.
Well, no, it just doesn't.
On things that are more important in this world,
no,
if you're a Democrat party.
No, it just doesn't make sense that you would go after the fiance of the biggest celebrity you have.
Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it doesn't make sense to even go that direction to begin with. And an NFL player? What's that got to do with anything?
By the way, he is 36. Travis?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to retire. What do we think?
I doubt it.
36?
I think he'll do one more year.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
36. It starts to get hard at 36.
It does.
It gets really difficult. By the way, speaking of Taylor Swift, Stephen Colbert announced Taylor Swift will be on his Late Show Wednesday. And do you happen to have that audio of that?
No. Okay. I haven't even see a teaser for it.
Yeah, there is one.
Oh, is there?
It says with a cute video.
Oh. Yeah.
But it might be just audio, you know.
I'll check it out.
Okay. All right, anyway, I have something down my throat and it's nothing good. There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app all over America. We are live there and a podcast will be there after 10 o'clock this morning. We do it every single day. So go check it out. It's absolutely free. Put the Odyssey app on your phone. I noticed yesterday on my feed, as well as watching some of the TV stations this morning, a big story this morning is Colorado is the second cheapest gas state in America.
Oh.
We are number two in the cheapest gasoline in America.
Who's first?
I think it's Alabama. Oh. That or Arkansas, something like that.
What
I don't know.
What just
happened? I went to Bill Clinton because of Arkansas. He's an Arkansas guy. But check this out. Colorado, number two. Do you realize when I go to get gas today, when I pull into that King Supers pump and I use Carson's phone number, I'll be getting gas for 80 cents.
Don't do that.
No, you won't, because I already used it.
What?
Son of a...
Don't be using it. Come on, man.
I already used it.
Son of a guy.
Yeah, sorry.
I love you. See, Carson has that King Supers boost.
Yeah.
So he gets racks
triple
up,
miles.
He racks it up.
Miles. You get triple points on Tuesdays?
Quadruple the points. Four times the points.
And by the way, we thank you for that.
Yeah, I love it. Jamie and I, we try to see who's the first to get there.
I do have a question before you. I think, do you have audio?
I do have audio.
Before you play that, I do have, how do you regulate that? Because I used to do it to my son's dad. I used to take his points because...
I don't think he can.
Because it's the only way I could feel like I got any money from him.
I have used my wife's several times And I don't think you can regulate it. I don't think there's a way to stop it.
But it should be illegal.
Like, it should, yes.
There should be a scare tactic where it's like, if we find out that you took somebody's points,
right,
you're going to jail.
Right. Like, for an example, I have Powerball Pete's phone number
right.
in my phone.
And he eats a lot.
What would keep me from going over to the pumps and putting his phone number in?
Absolutely nothing.
You use that alt ID, right?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Then you put it in there and you get the discount. I don't think there's a way to stop it.
There's no questions asked.
No, no, no ID check, nothing.
So you could go through your entire phone for the best
value. Just type in.
Gasoline in Colorado is below $2 a gallon.
That's crazy.
Like $1.80. It's unbelievable.
Gas is $1.69 a gallon right now at the Quick Trip on the corner of East Evans and South Monaco Street. That's the cheapest price you'll find across the state, according to Gas Buddy.
And it's the first time it's been that cheap since the COVID-19 pandemic. And while prices are cheapest in Denver, gas prices across the state average at about $2.41, which is the second cheapest in the U.S. right now, behind only Oklahoma, according to AAA.
Experts at Gas Buddy say after the holidays, the price will likely start to go up, and that cost will continue to climb in the spring. So they say fill up. Well,
just give me an example. For a guy like me, I fill up twice a week. I'm saving $45 every time I fill up.
Have you ever heard of that, Gas Buddy?
Yeah. I just found it about a month ago. It's killer app. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You think it's a joke? No, it's not a joke, Jamie.
I've never heard of Gas Buddy.
I think it came out like a month ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds crazy. I found it
and put it on my phone, and that thing's unbelievable. The only problem is, I will tell you this with Gas Buddy, it kind of irritates you in a way, because when you pull up Gas Buddy, it gives you the cheapest gas, right?
Yeah.
It irritates me when I find the cheapest gas is 48 miles away.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense,
so there's a piece of it that's not exactly entertaining.
I get you. Because you're like, wait, I'm just going to spend all this money to go get the cheap. Yeah, I get it.
Right. I look at it and I go, wait a minute. It's 35 miles away to get the cheapest
That would
gas.
Be irritating. I get it. Oh, well.
Here's a lady that I saw on my feed yesterday.
Now, I ain't seen the gas. Let's just call it $1.83. I have not seen gas $1 and some change since early 2000s. Yeah. I'm in Maverick right now. What the hell going on?
Wow, well, that's good. At least you know there's a little bit of relief there.
That
right?
is crazy, though. I mean, they're saying it could go below $1.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Good.
Well, if we use his points.
Well, we use
don't
his points.
Don't use my dollar, man. I work hard to get
that. We could use your points and possibly get it for free at some point.
And here's the thing also with the points.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going to pop up. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah. I know. Yeah,
I have no. It gives me like three options and when they expire.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $1 or you can have 30 cents by December or you can have. I have no idea where they even come from.
So, yeah, it's all up to and they're always a month behind. So, right. So you want to use the top one. Number
right,
one.
The
always.
One that expires first. Right.
Yeah. Unless it's like 10 cents and the next one you got 80. Then I'd use the 80. But
my point is, too, is like so there's just no way to track it and see if anybody's stealing it because I don't know what's going to pop up anyway.
Yeah. But I've busted. To my wife though, because I've gone to the store on several occasions building it up.
Right.
Now again, I don't know the total, just like you're saying, Jamie, but I know there's points there. I know it for a fact, right? And then I'll go to use it and nothing. I got zero.
If you get their app, you can log in and it'll show you can track it that way.
That's a lot of work.
He knows about his stuff then. Oh no, he follows it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have to use your phone number, PJ. I'm going to have to use yours.
I think we start using the bosses.
Oh.
You know?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, they use a lot of gas.
Yeah.
I mean, you take the big boss, the GM here, he's got that big old truck, you know?
Yeah, that gas guzzler.
You got to figure he sucked down some points with him.
No, but what we need is really like somebody that shops at King Supers all the time. We need a family of 12.
Yeah, we do. We need somebody that we can just bamboozle.
Yeah, exactly. Family of 12.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you pulled up there? You pulled up some random phone number in your phone, and you got like $1.50 off, and all of a sudden you're paying 30 cents a gallon. That'd be great.
Well, doesn't it feel like you can just put in any phone number and keep guessing? Like,
absolutely.
You know, like you're, you know, I don't play in slot machine.
I guess. I guess if you sat there for 2 hours.
Yeah, right? Tried to
it might become a little bit suspicious.
This might
all.
Be my new addiction.
Yeah. Hey, look,
forget
pal.
Slot machines. I'm just putting in random phone numbers to see if I hit.
The lady sitting in the booth says, hey, pal, you've put in 14 numbers already. Okay. Exactly. Yeah, we know what you're up to there.
Oh,
you know?
God,
that's crazy, though. I'm telling you, saving $45 every time I fill up, that's unbelievable.
That
blows me away. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We were just talking about the gas thing and points and how you get them at King Supers. I know Costco does it too, but people are informing us, Jamie, we're learning something as we go here. You can change your number inside the system.
Yeah, I just saw that. Yeah, wow. You can make it into any digits that you want.
I'd forget.
So I would.
My phone number, I can remember.
Right.
Any other digits, I'd forget.
So if you feel like an ex-husband, ex-girlfriend, ex-whoever, or just your own wife is using your points, just go in and change your digits.
And they probably are.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shysters out there, yeah. You know? All right, today kicks off a law in Australia, which is the first in the world, in any country in the world.
They're calling it a live experiment, and all the other countries are watching this.
No one under the age of 16 is allowed on social media.
Yeah, it kicked off, I think, this morning.
I don't know how they're going to enforce this.
Well, they've said to all TikTok and all the platforms that they can receive a $33 million fine if they see that these kids are signing up.
Yeah, but you're in Australia, and very few, if any, I don't think any, originate out of Australia. So how are you going to track down somebody in other countries?
Wait, what?
To implement that. I mean, you take TikTok, for example. You take Facebook. That's out of the USA. This is in Australia. How are they going to enforce that? I don't understand.
Oh, okay.
It seems very convoluted. None of these come out of Australia. They don't originate there, okay?
Well, yeah, but so, they don't have to for them to track it, I think. I think it would be the carrier.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, how do you enforce it? How do you actually sue them and get money for it? I just don't understand. It seems very convoluted. Here's a lady talking about this thing going into effect.
Australia will ban under 16s from having social media accounts. With one law, we can protect Generation Alpha from being sucked into purgatory. If a child has a social media account on 10 December, then that platform is breaking the law.
A lot of people, some people for this, some people against this. It's back and forth. I don't know.
Well, I know, like I said, it's considered the first ever live experiment, right? And all the other countries are watching it. Now, here are the two little interesting things. Some people are saying a government now is telling me how to parent, right? That's one angle, right? Because if I trust my kid to be on social media at 15 or 16 because they're quote unquote mature, then that's my call. That's not the government's call. So that's one angle, right?
Right.
And then the other angle is so many parents are happy because they're soft parents, right? So they're the parents that they won't put their foot down, and they've wanted to this whole time put their foot down and say no more phone. And so they're happy that now it's all the kids, not just theirs.
Yeah. But me having a 7-year-old, I don't think social media is not even on his radar. The problem with him and being a parent too, is these gaming sites like Roblox. Like you go to, let's see, I pulled up with Chat GPT. I pulled up what the flags are for different gaming sites that are out there. Fortnite's on it. Minecraft's on it. It covers none of that stuff. And those things, YouTube's content. And this law that they have in Australia doesn't really cover that stuff. All it covers is social media.
But there's
and so
like,
that's a big loophole, I think.
Well, are we sure it doesn't? Because it's like 16 different sites.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just saying the gaming sites, I don't think it's a part of this. That's internet. They're not saying that they're banning internet. They're saying social media sites.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the list is, but for me, back to me, it's not social media. My kid doesn't care anything about being on X. He doesn't care anything about TikTok. It's all about these Minecraft, Roblox, and Fortnite, and Among Us, and all these different sites that are out there.
Yeah, like Reddit, YouTube, Instagram.
YouTube,
so
for example.
It does include that, though. It says Instagram, YouTube, TikTok,
Snapchat.
Facebook,
it says
Snapchat,
and I will tell you that young teens, they... And even, you know, older. They love the Snapchat.
They do.
And I think that's where they keep track of where each other, where they are.
Yeah,
too,
they
right?
do have location yeah. tracker on right, that.
And over the past couple of months, the biggest violator, the one that the finger's being pointed at, is Roblox. A lot of parents are upset with that particular
site. Well, wasn't
site.
It banned or something? Didn't they pull it
it's
down?
It's not banned, no.
Oh, I thought
no,
they it's pulled not it down. Because wasn't now, there that, like some creepy guys on there or
there's
something?
There's a lot of
there's
creepy guys.
There's a lawsuit.
Yeah. But what they did was Roblox came back and said that they found a way to screen that. But nobody really believes that, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if this goes far enough. It's a start. Okay, so we'll see what happens.
Well, one expert said it'll never last.
I don't think it will either.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're way past that.
I just know there's going to be so that is interesting though. Some parents, because you know how you don't want your kid to be like the standout, like my mom won't let me have the phone. You know, you don't want him, that kid sometimes. Yeah. Well, a lot of the parents are like, thank you for making them all get off of it. Cause that way I'm not the bad guy. And some people are like, my little Johnny is very responsible. And you know what? He uses Facebook to learn.
If it works in Australia, you'll see it happen.
Right.
All mm-hmm. over the world, okay? But if it doesn't work in Australia, boom, gates are wide open again.
I just like that she used the word, and you can play it again, purgatory in a sentence.
Yeah, purgatory.
Right?
Yeah.
Australia will ban under 16s from having social media accounts. With one law, we can protect Generation Alpha from being sucked into purgatory.
Yeah.
If a child has a social media account on 10 December, then that platform is breaking the law.
I don't know why. I mean, I know Taylor Swift uses it in their song.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever heard it used in a sentence.
You know, part of the problem is this. When the internet first started, Washington and governments all over the world, they didn't understand it. It was the nerds that had this thing under control, right? And it got way past them before they ever caught on. So now it's all catch up.
Well, Sam Altman last night was on Jimmy Fallon or whatever. And they asked Sam Altman, he created AI, if you don't know. They asked him, they're like, what's your fear? What do you want to control it? And he's like, every day it's just learning. It's just learning. And he's just like, we don't know what it's capable of.
Right.
You know?
And you take Australia, for an example, with this law that they've got in effect. It has nothing to do with AI. Think what AI could do with kids.
Well, and the thing is, AI's only been around for 3 years, I guess. And he can't believe how many people are now using it. It's like the quickest format that they've ever seen mm-hmm. people pick up on. And it's exploded. And we don't know what, yeah. you know, we don't even.
And not only that, you've got like Google, for example, with their AI. It's gotten so now, at least for me, I've noticed it, that you go to Google, it will take you straight to AI. You don't even ask for AI.
Yeah.
They'll take you. I just
defaults.
I just put it in Google just a few minutes ago, and they
that's
sent
all
me
does.
Over to the AI.
That's
now.
All it does mm-hmm. now. Yeah. If you Google something, that's all it does.
So,
just pull
so
that up first.
You don't really have a choice anymore. If they force it on you.
Crazy.
It's kind of wild. I don't know if this is going to work or not in Australia. I don't think it will, but we'll find out. As they continue, we'll get to tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I just watched the saddest thing ever.
What'd you see?
So there's this little girl, and her name is Ruby, and her mom works at a nursing home. So Ruby would go to work with her mom. And so she started going, and she, you know, she knew the residents at the nursing home.
Yeah.
So she started going around and asking them if you could have any three things, what would they be? And she thought, and she's like 8 years old, she thought they would say like money or a car or guess what the three things, if you're in a nursing home, right?
Okay, I'm in a nursing home.
You're in a nursing home, and little Ruby, she's 8 years old, she said, if you could have three wishes of three things that you could have, what would they be?
Private room.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
my mom one. Was in a nursing home,
and
the other lady just drove us nuts.
I bet.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Number three came in at cheese.
Cheese. People love cheese.
I wonder if they just don't get cheese at the nursing
home.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Absolutely. No dairy.
Right?
No.
Well, it'll clog them up.
Yeah.
They probably aren't allowed to have cheese. Number two was new shoes. That's sad, right?
Yeah.
It's all these older people in nursing homes. And the number one thing. This
blanket.
A blanket? No. This is so weird. It's so weird that all these people wanted this. And I think it's because if you're in that home, you're like stuck with whatever the food they give you. Vienna sausage. I'm not even kidding. I will.
Where
pull,
the hell was this?
I will pull the
cheese
audio.
Cheese of Vienna sausage.
Cheese of Vienna. Yes.
What state are we talking?
I don't know where.
That's got to be like Georgia.
I don't know.
That's says, wild. Yeah. Vienna sausage.
It really does. Yeah. On this day, she came back with a wheelchair full of sausages and other groceries.
See?
Oh, bless her heart.
That was perfect timing.
Yeah,
Vienna sausage. That is so. If you have, you know, your grandparents, your great grandparents, if they're in a nursing home, maybe stop by and, you know, just bring them some stuff that they never get to have, because you forget they're on these. But I know some of them are restricted menus or whatever. But you know, just slip them.
My
something.
Mom, it was cheese puffs.
Oh, she loved cheese puffs.
We would buy them by those big 3 gallon, you know, you get at Costco.
I do, yeah.
We would buy those. She could go through one of those a week.
Oh, my God.
She loved it. Loved the cheese puffs.
So just bring a little joy to them this holiday season, because they are, you know, at these nursing homes and stuff, and we forget about that. All right. Let's see here. What was it? Oh, did you guys see this? In-N-Out, and it's, I don't know if it's true, but somebody showed that there was a In-N-Out, and it is true. Did you see where they skip? You know how you get a number when you go into In-N-Out? Like, you're number 5, you're number 8, yeah. Whatever. They skip the number 6-7.
Yeah.
67. Because it was becoming a problem. People were coming in and filming. They would wait. They'd lie and wait. This huge group of people. And as soon as In-N-Out got on the mic and said, order 67, everybody like, woo! So now they just go from 66 to 68. Still don't get that thing. It's still bizarre, isn't
it? If people are coming in for that, I think I'd continue to do it. That's customers.
Well, they're just viral video. They're getting in the way.
But you're hoping to buy something.
Anyway, Miley Cyrus's father, Billy Ray Cyrus, wins a deeply disturbing lawsuit. I hadn't even heard about this, to be honest. I guess there was this woman, and she said that she's Miley Cyrus's biological mother. Her name is Jamie Lee. She filed a lawsuit back in, I don't know when she did it, but it just got settled. She said that she gave birth to Miley Cyrus in 1992. And she was just 12 years old when she gave birth to her. And then they gave her to Tish as part of an adoption. I don't know. Billy has been involved in this whole thing. And yesterday, 2 days ago, a Tennessee judge dismissed the lawsuit with prejudice, meaning it's permanently closed. What a weird thing.
In this day and age with DNA, I don't know why we even have these. I just take the test and it's over. Done. Yeah, finished. Right?
Finished. Let's see here. What else do I have? Stephen Colbert announces Taylor Swift's late show appearance. And it will be, when is he going to be on?
Wednesday, tomorrow.
You can always go to Carson for Taylor Swift news.
Yeah. You get to Taylor update.
He does. Did you guys see that Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband, I think he was the very first husband, she was married to him from 1997 to 98. She says that Jennifer, while they were married, had an affair with P. Diddy on her. And he went off. He said that he's going to make his own documentary about what it was like to be married to her, because that was before she was famous.
Yeah, she opened a can of worms when she went on that Howard Stern show and claimed that she's nobody's ever loved her,
ever.
Is what she said.
Yeah.
And now you got this guy who did love her and she cheated on him. And now he's coming out and saying, whoa, hang on a minute there, girl. You're the one who dropped your drawers.
He did say that. Exactly.
That's what he said.
He said you whipped it out.
Yeah. Dropped your drawers.
I like dropped drawers better.
Yeah, he should use that in his lawsuit.
He should.
He's allowed to.
But here's the thing. How can you say you've never been loved and been married 4 times? Why did you do it each time if you've never been loved? I don't get it.
He's ready to spill the beans, too.
He is.
This guy's upset.
He stated he was set to make a documentary about his life, not to actually talk about her, in which he would use home movies of the couple. And now she's freaking out because she said that she's where he has a sex tape. So.
He denies it, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And when the star discovered that he was going to make this documentary, she accused him of having a sex tape and thus filing a $10 million court case. He says not only does he not have one, but he says that P. Diddy does for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. This is a lot.
It is a lot.
So, like, how are all these old relationships? She's got to be sitting there going, like, how do all these old relationships come up now and hit me between the eyes?
If you're, you know, this guy, I think he's been married twice, okay? If you're J-Lo, you've been married 9 times. Is that right? Something like that? Well, nine different guys with
nine
with
engagements,
rings.
I think. Yeah.
With
four marriages.
You got to figure she's the common denominator here when it comes to the problem. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Nine engagement rings.
That's crazy.
Jamie, you're saying Corbett. It's Colbert.
It's Colbert.
Do we
Colbert.
Really care? Anyway. I mean, I appreciate that you bothered to text, but like in the big picture, like, yeah. I mean, I appreciate it, but yeah. Anyway, we're all going to die, you guys, especially if you are up right now listening to us. We're all going to die. Listen to this. People who get less than 7 hours of sleep each night are going to die.
Yeah.
You have a shorter life. We've known this forever, but now yet another research has come out. Sleeping under 7 hours. I couldn't even tell you the last time I got 7 hours of sleep.
Me either.
I mean, it has been.
On the weekends, I might get seven.
On the weekends,
yeah,
I can.
I'll get seven on the weekend.
Sleeping under 7 hours a night appears to raise the risk of early death. Early death from metabolic health. By the way, you know that guy that he takes like 800 pills a day and he's like he sold his company for like $200 million and now he's on that regimen?
He spends like millions of dollars a year
on
just
right?
health.
And supposedly his health, he's like 45, but his health is at 25.
Yeah, his organs are like 20, something like that.
You guys, so I follow him because even though he looks like he's going to die because he's so pale, but I follow him. Yesterday, he did a whole thing about dry saunas and how they're better than red light therapy. He did it. He did all his blood work up after he went in a dry sauna. He did all his heart rate, everything. And this dry sauna stuff might be our key to like
the live forever.
Yeah. Fountain of Youth. Because he has the money to get full panels, you know, done by experts and stuff. But the only thing he said to do is you need to ice your nuts.
Oh, I've been doing that for years.
Have you?
Yeah.
He said, make sure if you're a man and you get in the sauna and you follow this, you need to keep ice on your nuts.
Oh, ice bath.
Yeah, yeah.
Cold plunge.
Yeah.
For your nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just FYI, I'm here for public service.
Yeah. Which this guy died before he's 60.
I know.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, remember
the Atkins guy died. Yeah, remember that? He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
The Atkins, if you go back and look at all these people that, I mean, look at Richard Simmons. He was a fitness guru.
Yeah.
Dad.
But he lived for a long time, though.
Hey, not to his 80s and 90s.
Anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
I'm just saying, these guys, for some reason, and watch this guy. He's going to spend millions of dollars. All these people are going to be sucked into it. And then he's going to die at like 58 years old.
I know, but I was thinking about buying myself for Christmas because, you know, I need to buy myself.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a dry sauna.
A dry sauna.
A dry sauna.
I do like the heat saunas.
Yeah.
The dry saunas. I do like them when you go down to the 24-hour fitness. Those are my favorite.
Well,
I do like them.
Don't forget it. Ice your nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that ice is going to melt, though.
I know, right? How long can it stay?
I don't know. Then I think about it. And it wouldn't be a dry sauna anymore if you did that.
Exactly.
Right? You bring in the moisture.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie on the Odyssey app. Nobody wins the Powerball last night.
The guy is singing.
See you later, Ed. Nobody wins.
That was like the moving part. Nobody won. What is it at?
It's an okay song.
What is it at?
$930 million. We're approaching $1 billion for the Powerball.
More and more like we keep doing that.
Yeah.
You know, going up to a billion.
Keep making it harder, though, because more numbers get added. And then all of a sudden you got, 5,000 numbers for a Powerball. It's tough.
it's tough to win,
man. I forgot to buy my tickets yesterday.
I did, too.
So when I saw it this morning, I thought, yeah, I saved some cash.
I kind of thought the same thing because I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. And remember, yesterday I said I had a new angle on this thing.
Yes.
That I was going for the smaller amount. Maybe you get like the four numbers plus the Powerball and win $1 million and multiply it by two. Only $1 million winner last night, and it was in Florida. So we saved a ton of money yesterday.
We sure did.
But tomorrow's drawing.
You can't win if you don't play. It's a really conundrum. Big conundrum.
Yeah, but nobody won, so I feel good about it. So tomorrow night we'll go for it. Yeah, last night's numbers were dumb.
Okay.
They were really dumb. The Powerball was 23. Who chooses a 23?
Nobody that I know.
All right. You got 8, 32, 52, 56, 64, then the Powerball 23. Dumb numbers.
But they always just seem so attainable, don't they? They just it's like, oh, yeah, I probably would have done that.
$930 million. Think about this for a minute. somebody could win that one big winner right before Christmas.
That would be quite the Christmas.
Man, would that be a Christmas 2025
dude,
for you?
I would just load up a Bell helicopter and just dump presents all over everybody.
Just push them out.
Yeah, just
push them out.
Yeah, you guys come, yeah.
Every city, you would be Santa Claus.
I would.
I can't even imagine. Can you imagine what your Christmas would be like if you won $930 million?
Right?
That would be wild.
You'd just buy, you know what I would do? I'd just buy the Lego company at Park Meadows. You know,
I would.
You buy your own franchise and have it. Yeah. You know how Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, he bought an actual Starbucks storefront and he has the franchise in his house. I would just buy a Legos, if my kid was little, franchise myself and just have it in my mansion.
I think that I would be more like, I think I'd be a lot like Shaq. I think I'd just go in looking for people to pay for their stuff.
Yeah, right.
I'd have to win the jackpot because if I won like only $200 million, I wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But at $900 million, I figure I could do that for a day.
Okay.
Get your tickets. The drawing is tomorrow night, $930 million.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Dollars.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on this day, we are 16 days away from Christmas. Everybody doing the shop.
Right there, I would have Christmas music behind me. Yeah. Right there, I would. Telling you, you're not picking up the Christmas jams, man.
Yeah, I got to get on board more.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
I know you're tarred and everything, but come on, let's go.
Okay, here we go.
Now you start. How many days?
Oh, 16 days.
Nice.
I like this one.
Woo!
George Michael act.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Christmas is coming up. Now, I've made a new pact with myself. I've decided I'm done shopping with these ads that I get on X and other places like Facebook and different social media sites. All these ads, I think they're all a ripoff. I've been scammed twice now.
Well, it's actually an FBI warning right now.
Is it?
Yeah, because these people are fronting. They're fronting like, all right, let's say you like this Diet Coke, right?
Yeah.
So you want to buy a six pack. I mean, this is a bad example. A six pack of Christmas Diet Coke. So what they do is they have an ad that looks just like Diet Coke that says Christmas Diet Coke.
Yeah.
You click on it. It looks real. But then the money goes away and you never get this Diet Coke because it's not Diet Coke. It's somebody from China that just made a fake ad. Yeah,
this is probably something like that. Yep. Okay. I've been scammed twice. The first one was a shop vac, okay? I ordered that, nothing. Got nothing. $275 I think I spent on this thing. And I never got anything. Can't find any tracking, nothing. So I do it again. So just a couple of weeks ago, I decided to get something for Christmas. I'm going to say what this one is, just in case it comes through.
Yeah.
It might, but I can't find any trace of it. I can't find the tracking number. I can't find my receipt. Only thing I can see is I've been charged for it for overseas. Okay? That's it. And this thing was $300. But I think it's $300 out the window. So beware.
Well, and here's what they're saying, and I can't believe this, because Amazon even came forward and said some of the things on Amazon are AI-generated fake ads, and they're trying to police it and get on there and, like, fix it, but they said it's overwhelming.
But it's on them.
I agree.
Because, let me tell you, on X, now, this is where I bought the stuff, and that's why I keep mentioning that, okay? But I'm on X, and this ad that I paid the $300 for, okay? And I can't find anything. I'm not going to get anything. I've lost that $300. I keep getting that ad on X. I keep getting the ad. It's like, this is a ripoff. Take it down, Elon.
I know. I mean, and even if we can't trust Amazon right now, that's really scary to me.
It is scary. Yeah.
So they said, like, if you really, 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 really want to be sure, go directly to websites. Like, if you want Diet Coke, go to DietCoke.com or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They said just go to direct, like, because that's the only way.
I'm getting to the point that you just go ahead and go to Costco or go to Best Buy, go to whatever store that has these products, and stop ordering online, because this is going to ruin online shopping.
I agree, because it's called AI deepfakes.
Because you can't believe any of it. It's a scam in many cases.
Well, yeah.
And a lot of this stuff is coming from overseas, and they don't care if you get your stuff or not.
Yes, they do.
As long as they get paid.
Well, they care.
Where's my music? Sorry, it took a nasty turn there.
By the way, you brought up Costco real quick. Two things I wanted to tell you. First of all, Costco has, is it Hoka? Is that the tennis shoes? My son wears them. I don't wear them, but I don't think they're very attractive. But I know they're super popular. But they are way below retail right now at Costco.
I paid $168 for the pair I had.
Did you buy them at Costco?
No, bought them at a running store.
Okay, because they're saying they're secretly, I don't know why it's called the secret. It says Costco is secretly selling Hoka shoes way below retail.
Are they calling them Hoka or Poka?
No, they're Hoka.
Because Costco is notorious for getting a name brand something and then just renaming it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know
Look at the makers of something. They had golf balls at one time. They called them the Kirkland balls, but they were made by Titleist.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
And then the other thing I told you that I bought you for Christmas, I called it the wrong name.
What?
Because I said it was the something, Poo Boo.
Poo Boo?
This morning I told you I bought you a Poo Boo.
Yeah.
It's called the Pookie Panda. I apologize.
Pookie Panda.
So because sometimes you guys, I feel sorry for BJ. He just doesn't get enough hugs. He doesn't get enough hugs from people. So I bought him Pookie Panda. You can look it up. And it's this weighted panda. It's for people that don't get hugs. And you put it around your shoulders. And it weighs kind of, you know, like a body.
Yeah.
And you put it around your shoulders. And then on the head, you put your head like next to its head. And it's like, and then you can hug it.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. It's adorable.
It is cute, right?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I had a hug.
Well, it's Pookie Panda.
Yeah, Pookie Panda. I'm waiting on you, Pookie Panda. Come on. You can't get here fast enough.
So
you know, you're going to brighten up my life.
How much is it, Pookie Panda?
Let's see. It depends. I like
$60 for a single one?
How much are we spending?
$50.
Uh-oh.
See, are we?
Oh, you Ted. It's worth the hug.
Wait, what?
Are we doing, we're doing 50?
50.
Okay.
I said 100.
Because I was starting to shop. I'm okay with 100, but I'm starting to shop, so I just need to know.
Can we do 100?
No,
you can't get anything for $50.
How about between 50 to 100? Yeah, it's hard.
50 works.
You're so cheap. It's
50 works. Like let's go to 60. That way I get the hugs.
Embarrassingly.
Let's go to 60. I get hugs if we go to 60. Okay.
My God.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is getting close, man. We're talking 16 days away. Christmas is almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, looky, looky, looky. It's John from the Colorado Candy Company.
Where's our Christmas music?
Well, I'm going to set the mood right here. Listen to this.
He's the candy man.
Candy, candy man. His name is John.
All right, everybody, gather around. The candy man is here. What kind of candy do you want? Sweet chocolate malted candy, gumdrops, anything you want.
I'll
You've
sing
come
along
to the
if
right
you want.
Man, because I'm
He's
the
here
candy
in studio.
Man.
He's the candy man.
Who can take the sunlight?
Who can take the sunlight?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the candy man.
Colorado's Candy Man is John. He's John.
It's, Colorado Candy Company. You know, I think of you all the time, John, because I asked you how, like last year, I think, how you got into this. Because you make, I mean, literally, like, you know, by scratch, all the candies scratch. And you said you knew when you were little.
Yeah, it's always been a passion of mine, this year is our 10-year anniversary.
Congratulations!
And man, to have lived my dream for 10 years making candy, and as my kids have grown up, they've worked in the candy shop, and my wife, and it's
what a gig!
I know,
what a gig!
I forgot, like the dream. You were like little, right? Or how did it go? I forgot the story.
Well, when I was a teenager,
okay,
I was into it, and then when I first moved to Colorado. I answered a random ad in the newspaper that said, do you like candy, and had an address. And I, of course, showed up.
Yeah.
And it was,
and it was a white
old,
van.
Yeah. It was a candy maker. She taught me the craft. And I fell in love with it even more. And I wanted to have a business making handmade candy and something that's traditional, the ribbon candy and the brittles. And yeah, I got to have my dream come true.
Well,
through.
The Colorado Candy Company has been a friend of the show for several years now, and right. You've been sending candy down here, and then you contacted us this year and said, I'd like to participate with the giving tree with all the children that are going to get gifts. And we said, well, let's check this out, see if we can make this happen.
Holy crap. And I heard you talking to Carson. You're like, yeah, at first when I was doing like 25 gift bags, I mean, these are big gift bags, and you started, and then you're like, damn, this is a lot of candy.
Yeah, I had to change cars with my wife so I could get them in.
It's so great. Much candy. It's going to be awesome. Thank you for doing that for the kids.
Oh, we're super excited. Yeah. I mean, I see it all the time, and kids, adults, and getting a box of candy brings quite a bit of joy, so especially for these families this time of year, something we wanted to do with you guys for a while, so we're just super happy to.
All right, if somebody wants to order candy for the holidays, you go to your website, right?
Yeah, coloradocandycompany.com. And we can still get it there in time for Christmas.
Did you hear me talk about the advent calendars?
It's funny you said that, because we've just been working with a manufacturer to try to create our own advent calendar.
Did you hear that? Yes, because the one can't. All right, so earlier this morning, you guys, adults now are just obsessed with these advent calendars, right? It's like a thing. I mean, it has been forever, but like this year, they've seen like record sales for adults buying these advent calendars for themselves and their friends. And there's a candy company in New York. They do licorice, and they started out, like, they sold like 3,000 the first year or something like that. This year they sold 300,000.
I think you can get to that mark.
I'm ready for it.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, we're excited. You can count on seeing those next year.
What's number one? What sells more than anything? Your peanut brittle? Because I love your peanut brittle.
Or cinnamon hard candy.
Cinnamon hard candy.
Cinnamon hard candy, yep. Yeah. Sells twice as much as anything else.
And then how are the Sutton Sours going?
Oh, the Sutton Sours are great. There's some in the gift bags as well. I reached out to Cortland's agent, and he said Cortland definitely wanted to add some bags of that, so those are in there too.
The Sutton Sours.
Yeah, we're in King Supers now.
I mean, saw that. By the way, congratulations.
Super awesome.
They have the Sutton Sours from the Colorado Candy Company in King Supers, and that's, if you don't know, that's a Denver Bronco, and you guys did a collaboration. And now they're in King Supers.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
So we're pretty excited. Cortland was pretty excited as well to get them in there. It was a long process for a small company to get into a supermarket chain like that.
Right.
And super excited. They've actually been really great to work with. The candy's flying off the shelves in King Supers.
And just think if they go to the Super Bowl. I mean, the Sutton Sours are just going to keep taking off.
pretty good year to release the candy, right, with the trajectory of the Broncos.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll let you go because we know you have a six-hour drive home.
Again, what's the website, please?
ColoradoCandyCompany.com.
It took you 2.5 hours to get here from Fort Collins this morning.
Right. We forgot to mention that. By the way, it's Fort Collins. It's right there, right on...
Right on College Ave, across from the university.
Yeah, so if you're ever at the university, whatever, just you can run in and get some candy. But again, thank you so much for giving for the Giving Tree.
Oh,
kids are going to love it.
They are going to love it.
Kids are going to love it.
Thanks for allowing us.
Colorado Candy Company and Jock.
Everybody.
Jock is the candy man. Thank you.
Sweet chocolate, chocolate malted candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you.
Cover
it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy man.
Ooh, the candy man can.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app, we're there live, podcast. It's all there for you to check out. Again, put it on your phone. It's absolutely free. All right. First of all, thank you again to John, Colorado Candy Company.
Love him.
Those guys came in and gave us some candy here for the kiddos.
You know, it's really, for the Giving Tree. And they made everybody a gift bag that they can take home with them.
That's cool.
It's so much money. Because he bought all the gift bags, yeah, all that candy.
He's probably loaded, though.
I don't know.
They're probably rich up there at that candy company.
You got to sell a lot of candy to make rent, you know? I mean, think
people
about
love candy.
They do love
people
candy.
People love candy.
The only thing I would say is the timing of this, not so great.
Why?
No carb jam.
Yeah.
No carb jam.
Pressure's on.
Yeah.
I swear it off sugar on Sunday.
I know, yesterday.
Yeah. Now there's a boatload of sugar in the studio.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
I think I'm going to kick the habit and go back to it, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the sugar, I think. Yeah.
But no carb jam is like, this is hard.
All right. Well, the kids are going to get candy for the giving tree. That's pretty cool,
right? That is awesome.
All right. So you had a little study that you ran by me off air. About the way we dress, my wife and I.
It's a new word sweeping the nation. I just found out about this new word that's sweeping the nation. I did not know about this. I think it was the New York Times just ran it yesterday. It's called the swag gap.
Swag gap.
The swag gap.
All right.
And so let me give you examples of couples that are swag gappers, okay? And they're doomed, apparently.
Okay.
They're just
so. If you have a huge gap when it comes to the swag obviously, then your marriage is probably on the rocks.
It says,
or will be soon.
It's a fundamental difference in the way two people carry or present themselves, not only in clothing but just in everything. It's called a swag gap. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco, swag gap.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
They were on Jimmy Fallon. She had on this beautiful black dress. She had on high heels. She had on she had a matching purse, all that. And then Benny wore like sweatpants and a sweatshirt and it was like had holes in it. So that was a swag gap.
Yeah.
If you remember when Hailey Bieber launched her makeup line.
That's a good example right there.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, that's a good example because he looks like a punk every
Doesn't
time
he?
You see him. Can't keep his pants pulled up. Got a hoodie on every single time.
Right? So she walks in just glow. She's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And then he has on Crocs. Not that there's anything wrong with Crocs. But in the moment when she looks like that and he has Crocs on, pants down, all the stuff. So that's a swag gap.
He looks disheveled.
So, and then men are saying, and so it goes on both sides. It's not just women bitching at husbands about how they dress. Men are saying that they like to dress up and have some swag, but all their wives and girlfriends, all they're doing is wearing yoga pants all the time, no matter what.
So it works both ways.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an even thing because I didn't know that men really cared about what women were wearing, but they said, I'm so sick of seeing my wife or girlfriend when we go out to eat, she's always wearing yoga pants.
They're very popular.
Very popular.
You asked me off air what my perception was of myself and Lisa.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And he said, you guys, hold on. She's going to be so mad. He goes, well, I feel like our styles are the same.
Well.
Not even close.
Oh, my God.
I've thought about it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, yeah,
I have. That was a quick,
instant,
honest reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But very inaccurate.
Very inaccurate.
Because here's what changed it all.
Okay.
Because if I just think, you know, with that question being asked to me, I wear jeans a lot. She wears jeans a lot. Blah, blah, blah. I went back and forth like that. No big deal. I thought, well, we're relatively close. I mean, are we? That was my first thinking. Okay. But now when you throw these examples out there, like the Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. That's where I fall more in that category. Not that I wear my pants down, you know, halfway on my...
In her defense, because I'm going to go ahead and defend Lisa since she's not here, I would say even when you guys are wearing the jean look, hers is more a little buttoned up, a little bit better than yours.
I don't think so.
You think that she has holes in hers and food down the front?
No. I'm talking about the jeans.
That's part of the swag. It's part of the swag.
When we go out to places, we're pretty close, I think.
Oh, my God. She's going to kill herself.
I think we're pretty close. Where we differ a lot is shoes.
Oh, she's going to freak out.
Shoes, she wears good shoes. She wears nice shoes. I wear slides, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we differ in shoes.
She doesn't
shoes
wear,
is a big part.
She doesn't wear socks and slides?
No. She won't wear the socks and slides. So the shoes separate us quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it creates that swag gap,
right,
as you call
it.
But if I put on a polo shirt with jeans, we get close, but not, she's still a little bit better than me.
Do you want to hear when Niall gave me the ick?
When?
Oh, my God. So he has, like, shoes that he only wears in his house.
Yeah.
You know, like
house shoes.
Slippers?
Yeah. Well, no.
What are they?
They're worse than that. They're flip-flops. And he has socks on, so it goes between his big toe and that other toe.
Yeah, I don't get that look.
What? Like, actual, like, thong? Like,
yeah, so he, like, got home, right? And he had socks on, and he slipped them on, and they, you know, they... Yeah, I know!
Even the look at that hurts.
I took a picture of it and sent it to my friends.
I don't understand that. That would be so uncomfortable to me.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, he said, why does he do that?
He goes, my toes are cold.
Yeah, I don't like flip-flops to begin with. You know? Right? I mean, they're irritating to me, so that's why I go
his
with slides.
His toes are cold. That's why I kept on his socks. His toes are cold. So he kept on his socks and put on the flip-flops.
Is there a swag gap between you and him?
Yeah. That would be A, right? I would never put
That's a great example.
Yeah, I would never put on flip-flops.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, in general, do you think there's a gap?
Well, I'm not just one thing. I'm not comfortable in a cowboy hat, but he looks great in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
So that, like, that doesn't work.
You've got different kind of swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more like name brand stuff, and he's never heard of these people.
So there is a difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
I'll tell you where another.
What a red bottom. He even said, what do red bottoms mean? I'm just like, oh my God.
Another area where we differ, have the swag gap, is jewelry. She loves jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay? And Lisa will wear nice jewelry and worth some money. Okay? Me, I couldn't care less about it. I don't want any... Only thing I want is a watch, and it's a Garmin. keep my blood pressure right. You know? That's it. I couldn't... It doesn't matter to me on jewelry. But she loves jewelry. So that's a big gap.
Now, what about you, Carson? You and Bree?
I mean, she's definitely got more swagger than I do. I try and keep up with her, but I mean, at Alice in Winterland, perfect example. I'm wearing a hideous sweater. She looked like she was drop dead gorgeous, and I'm wearing an ugly ass sweater.
Yeah, but that's a special night.
Yeah,
that was intentional. Well, that doesn't count.
Here's what I would guess.
We're talking about in general.
As a woman, if I was married to you, I would be like, I wish you didn't just look so the same all the time.
Right. There you go.
Wow.
You're mono. You're a mono swag.
I don't have any swag?
No.
I mean, it's just always this, like, and nothing wrong with it, but it's just always the same look. Like, you couldn't pull off anything like, wow, that's cool. You know,
like I don't change it up enough?
Like, for example, you'd never dress like Youngblood.
No.
Yeah.
And it, on the opposite
I can
side.
See that. Yeah, I'm not going to wear a fishnet shirt or anything like that.
I never see you with like a suit and tie look either.
Yeah, I don't either.
I couldn't see you like that.
Yeah. No, you just always have, like J. Crew. You're just a J. You wear like boat shoes.
Boat shoes and the gray pullover.
It's the fraternity look. I'm still in my frat boy era.
Boat shoes. Do they even make boat shoes anymore?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. That was a bad idea when it happened.
They're comfy, too.
They are comfy.
I got a pair.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's the new word y'all need to know. And apparently, if you're a woman that always wears yoga pants, no matter where you and your husband or boyfriend go, I guess men are sick of them.
You know, I don't see them out a lot, though.
I do. All the time.
I do.
Bree wears them out constantly.
All the time.
Maybe my neighborhood just hasn't caught up to the yoga pant craze.
Maybe they're in sweatpants and not yoga pants.
Yeah. I think it is more that. I really do.
Because they're everywhere. I mean, literally now with that aloe or whatever. How do I pronounce it?
Aldo.
Is it?
I think it's Aldo.
Does it have a D in it?
I think so. Yeah.
I thought it was three letters. Maybe. Anyway, but now it's a status piece to wear that.
Yeah.
The yoga pants with the jacket and the matching, you know, now it's a status symbol. So women are putting it on like it's a ball gown.
Because do you have any?
I have just a jacket and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You know, we were wrapping up everything with John at Colorado Candy Company, so we didn't really get to come back to the whole swag gap thing. So let me just read a couple of these, okay? We're talking about swag gap. It's where you're kind of disappointed. Like, a lot of men were saying this, to be honest with you, about their wives wearing yoga pants everywhere. Even when they go out to dinner or whatever, there's their wife in them damn yoga pants.
Yeah.
And that just, you know. But I was trying to say, like, that A-L-O, alo. Yep. Alo is like it's a statement piece now. So I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
So.
Out of my league. They carry it at Kohl's.
Well, it's funny you say that because I said that Niall didn't know what red bottom shoes are. And they're like,
yeah.
It would be a problem if he did.
Well, I wouldn't know if it weren't for you.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
So we'll give him grace on that one. Anyway, somebody said, hey, guess what? You men, you can get over yourselves.
Huh?
About wearing yoga pants.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Men can get over themselves if they have a problem with them. That's a woman in yoga pants.
I don't
right
have
now.
A problem with them.
There's a woman right now in yoga yeah. pants. That's
good for you, lady.
Right? BJ, your wife and you having a jewelry gap is fine. Men don't need jewelry at all.
Yeah, I think everybody has that, though, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has that jewelry gap. I don't think a lot of guys wear jewelry.
Carson doesn't have any swag because he spends it all on his car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. 100% accurate.
Yeah. Jamie, you got to buy the flip-flop socks. I actually have flip-flop socks.
Do you?
Yeah. There's
the toes?
No. Well, maybe she's talking about those. I was talking about it's just a print out of a flip-flop on top of your sock.
Oh. I think she's talking about the individual
right.
toes.
I bet you are right.
Yeah you can buy those. Yeah. Those would bug me, though.
I think they would. Well, sticking my toe in an individual hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not for that.
Remember back in the day when they had the all five holes, you know?
Yeah.
The crazy socks, I think. Anyway, all right, let's get to some stuff. BJ is... It's like a dream has come true for you.
What do you mean?
I have an announcement for you.
For me?
For Christmas.
Well, why don't I know if you've got the announcement for me?
It's like this is going to be your best Christmas ever.
What is it?
You ready?
Yeah.
This person will embark on the Mirror Tour, an intimate acoustic evening of stories and songs. Guesses?
Stories and songs.
And it's called the Mirror Tour. Like the love you're going to freak out. A tear. I'm getting a tear just telling you because I know you're so excited.
I don't know.
Trisha Yearwood.
Oh my God.
Trisha
yes!
Yearwood. Woo! Trisha Yearwood in the house.
I'm going to get you tickets.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be a great Christmas gift?
No one could top it.
Right? You can go to TrishaYearwood.com, go to her and pick up some tour tickets. Yes, Trisha Yearwood will embark on the Mirror Tour, an intimate acoustic evening of stories and songs.
Wow. She's going to tell stories? What kind of story is she going to tell?
Well, she can tell how she had an affair with Garth on Garth's wife.
Yeah. That's a good story, though.
That's a good story.
I guess that'd be worth listening to.
That'd be a good one, right? She can talk about how...
she loves flowers.
Yeah.
We bring them to her every concert.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, she... I don't know. She can talk about her and...
Is it coming to Denver? Do you know?
Oh, I didn't... I'm sorry, I didn't get
it. Beaver Creek, Colorado, and Aspen, Colorado.
Yes!
Where?
Beaver Creek and Aspen.
Oh, that's highfalutin there.
Yeah, because it's acoustic.
Yeah,
set.
She's got her big, the big income fans.
I wonder if she'll go to Beaver Liquor, Liquors. Beaver Liquors.
Probably.
Wait, it's just Beaver Liquors.
Beaver Liquors?
Yeah, it's right there in Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
It's Beaver Liquors.
Probably.
I bet she gets the shirt because everybody does when they go there.
She's probably a boozer.
They're like, hey, can I get that Beaver Liquor shirt? And everybody laughs. All right, anyway. So I just thought maybe I made your Christmas dreams come true.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Hey.
Not a fan. Well, you know that. I'm not a Trisha Yearwood fan. I can't even believe she's doing it. But it makes sense if she's doing, you know, the so small little, places,
yeah.
You know, very exclusive resort type areas.
Yeah.
And it seems like her her digs.
A while back, I don't know when it was, you guys remember the Miss Universe contest. And remember, you told BJ the story about that poor girl. She's from Jamaica. Her name is Gabrielle Alexis Henry.
She tumbled.
She did. She fell into like a hole in the stage and then fell off of it. And she's in bad, bad shape. She's still in the ICU. And they just not now got clearance to get her from Bangkok, I think she's in, Bangkok to back to Jamaica. But it's going to take an entire team and a flight for life and the whole thing. She has 24-hour medical care.
I don't think you want to be in the EU in Bangkok.
Yeah, well, right. No. I don't know. Jamaica might be worse. I feel like maybe Bangkok.
I feel like they should bring her here.
I do too.
You know?
Yeah, she has got real big problems. I mean, that is a crazy story. I will tell you, though, the Miss Universe pageant has stepped up. They're paying for all her family's housing. They're paying all, because they know they could get sued, right? Because they left the hole in the stage. They're paying for all her medical bills, all her transportation to Jamaica, everything.
If you didn't see the video, man, she took a tumble.
Yeah, she did.
It's like she fell off the stage into the orchestra section.
It was bad. It was really bad. And she hit her head
They had to cart her out of there on a gurney.
She has brain damage, so it's kind of still a little iffy. She's still going to make it. I mean, it's kind of crazy. All right, let's see here. What was I going to tell you? In a preview of the next episode, hi, of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I know that this is sometimes if you don't watch it, but this is good enough. Because y'all have seen this Mauricio character all over the internet lately. He did like photo shoots. He is having the biggest public midlife crisis I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, he's flaunting it
right?
Everywhere. Yeah.
It is, and he's just with these, like, he's like 55, maybe 60. I don't know how old he is, but he's with like these 20-year-old women.
What's he do? Where did he make his money?
So he started a agency. So it's like Remax, but it's the same thing. It's not,
real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 55.
55?
Yep.
And it's worldwide, the A agency is.
Yeah.
And so but now he has all this money and now he's not married anymore. They were married, had four girls or whatever. And it's kind of sad.
It's pathetic.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Because it just screams like, oh, you're.
I think he's having a blast.
I
mean, it's it's kind of sad.
He can go and do that, but it's the weird.
A midlife crisis is fun.
But he's doing it. You can tell that he's doing it just to get back at Kyle. Like, you can do it just in front of everyone, and he's just trying to show it off that he's got money, he can get all the women he wants. But it's kind of pathetic that he can't stay with a single girl.
Like, at all. He just plows through these women. And then he shows it on social, like, literally. Yeah. And then he shows it on social media. And she's, you'll hear in the clip. Because she's like, I wouldn't do that. Here it is.
They told me that I'm in my hoe stage.
Well, you are in your hoe era.
That's what the girl said.
The shoe fits.
What about you? Have you gone on any dates?
No, I'm single. You know that I would not be in a situation like you, sorry to say.
You never know.
No?
You get it going on, the passion, the whole thing.
Can you shut up?
No, for you.
Yeah, but when you're saying that, you're also referencing yourself, and I don't need to hear about that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes, I have dated since Mo and I have been separated, but I can also be private and discreet, unlike Mo. I don't feel the need to parade around showing it off to everyone.
Hmm.
That's weird that he said he was in his hoe era and then his name is Mo.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
I think he's enjoying it.
Well, here's the thing.
I really do.
I think he's bitter.
I think he is.
I think he's bitter. You know why?
Why?
Because she ended up going lesbian for a while.
She did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think when you're with your wife and you're thinking like, oh, she wants a piece of the wiener, and then all of a sudden she wants to scissor kick. You're like, what in the hell went wrong?
And she came in hot with that. She was the first one to be seen with anyone, and it was a woman.
It was a woman, and then they got matching tattoos.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wouldn't that make you butthurt if Lisa went with a woman?
I've never thought about it.
Feel a little inadequate.
Maybe.
Like.
Maybe. Yeah.
Can't you see my windmill?
Yeah. I think it's. think it's more interesting. Carson knows so much about the housewives.
Well, I will say Mauricio's everywhere. That doesn't even have to be housewives. He's all over
the
internet.
Well, and I watched his show just because I'm into that real estate kind of show, because they show these crazy houses. So that's how I know him.
Like, oh,
I
selling Beverly Hills?
He's on there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it got canceled, but it was.
It was only one season.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so let's see. What else did I want to tell you? J-Lo, whatever. Jimmy Kimmel got another year. Did you see that?
I did.
I don't know if I would just love 1 year, but maybe that's what he asked for. You know, 1 year contract? Because when you, like, every month, you're like, oh, I'm almost fired. Oh,
well, they gave him an extension. Oh, okay. It almost feels like that they don't know what they want to do with that time slot. It's like they're buying themselves more time to either decide to keep him or replace him. One of the two.
Gotcha.
So
all right.
That's the way it feels.
And then, hold on, I wanted to tell you this. Here's another study, a new study from UCLA Health finds that being in a caring, emotionally supportive marriage keeps you healthy and at a healthier weight.
Yeah, my health's going to hell right now.
You're not obese, that's good.
Yeah.
Does it mean that obese people are not in an emotionally caring, supportive marriage?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. It says when you're in a great marriage, then you're better, you resist food cravings, had healthier gut metabolism, and had higher levels of oxytocin.
So fat people can't be happy in a marriage?
I don't know.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, that kind of.
That's what it alludes to.
I don't know. Can I tell you, though, when I see two really, really happy people, and they're holding hands, they both have Mickey Mouse shirts on, I think it's adorable. Yeah. They really love each other.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it works.
It does, right? Yeah. They all go to Disneyland on those scooters.
Yeah.
They seem like they're in love.
Yeah. His and hers.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right. We were just talking off air. There's a rumor floating around that traffickers have entered the Uber and Lyft driving market. You think that's true?
Listen, I have had some scary ass drivers. I've had some amazing drivers. Don't get me wrong. I've had some really cool ones, but there have been, I know for, and I don't want to, you know, you worry because you don't want to like come off like racist or something, but you look at the picture and then you look at the back of the guy's head and you're like, I feel like this guy's like Somalian and then you're not. I don't know.
I think it's hit or miss too. Like for me, the hit or miss is like sometimes you'll get a guy or a woman that won't say a word. Won't say a word. Then another will talk your head off, you know?
Well, I would say because I get them all the time. And I would say in the last year, not one speaks English.
No kidding.
Not at all.
See, I've gotten maybe because of my car, and I was going back and forth from the car service, not the car service, the car repair place.
Yep.
And I've gotten a few, maybe six or seven, and everyone I got spoke English.
Not me.
Maybe it's my side of town.
Maybe so, because maybe. I even have to sometimes, like, remember I needed the back entrance, whatever, Alice in Winterland? I had to call my friend Kelly, put her on speakerphone so she could talk to him.
Yeah, I remember that. Because you were completely lost and you couldn't communicate with him.
I have no idea. That's when it comes in. Friends, can I just give you one suggestion as you raise your children? My son took 4 years of French. That has done us no good in life. None. I would suggest the more common language that, you know, you're going to use a lot is Spanish. I would encourage you to put your kids in Spanish because French.
It's a waste.
It's a waste.
Yeah, it's a waste.
4 years.
I think Spanish is probably necessary.
I wish I had it. I wish I could speak
me
Spanish.
Too.
Yeah.
Me too. All right. Here's the warning from this dude. I don't know. He's got something to do with law enforcement, I guess. But he's warning that traffickers have applied and have been accepted. Now, not that they disclose they're traffickers, but they've weaseled their ways.
Does it say past jobs?
Trafficker. They've weaseled their ways into the Lyft and Uber market.
For the ladies that do rideshare, Uber and Lyft, I need y'all to carry multiple things with you when you take these rides at nighttime. You want to carry your mace with you, and you want to carry like a stick, okay? The reason why is because traffickers...
I don't know if that's going to look good getting
stick?
Into a car with a stick in
what
your
is
hand.
What's a stick going to possibly do?
I don't know if it's going to look right.
Wait, is it some secret?
I don't know if anybody's going to let you inside the car with a stick.
Wait, but I mean, what does he mean by a stick?
Like a stick to hit somebody. That's what he means.
That's
like
what
a broomstick.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah. It's
one,
a stick.
One fist from one of these guys that has been driving me, my little stick isn't going to do anything.
What guy is going to let you in the car if you're standing on the side of the road with a stick in your hand? Nobody's going to allow you in, right?
For the ladies that do rideshare, Uber and Lyft, I need y'all to carry multiple things with you when you take these rides at nighttime. You want to carry your mace with you, and you want to carry like a stick, okay? The reason why is because traffickers are targeting women who do rideshare. Ladies, y'all have to stay safe.
There you go. Get yourself a stick.
Well, here's my advice to you as a single woman that takes Uber. Put on fake wedding rings, not blingy ones, but just buy some from Amazon, stack them on your ring finger, and then change your name to a man's name, because they pick me up under Alan, mm-hmm. and they're like, Alan? Because I don't look like an Alan. I'm like, that's my husband's name.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
All right. Yeah. Good tip. All right. From Texnado says, our Uber driver last weekend picked us up and cried the whole time. He's getting a divorce.
Oh,
it was so awkward.
Oh, no.
You know, I had a guy pick me up. He was taking me over to the shop for the car. And he was having a rough day. And he really vented on me. He had a sister that was in the hospital.
Oh,
I felt bad for the guy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything bad about him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that, yeah, he was ready to vent that day. Mm-hmm. And I just so happened to be the guy he picked
you
up.
You were his therapist.
Yeah.
That
I'm
was
like,
sweet.
Oh, is she okay? Well, it's touch and go right now. And he, after his shift, he was going to go to the hospital. So I understand, you know,
yeah.
that sometimes it's going to happen, I guess.
I'm gonna
I mean,
go out in the wait, I got to go down the stairs and look in the forest for a stick.
You got to take a stick. Take your mace and a stick.
A stick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BJ and Jamie.
So, Jamie, I found us two tickets. You want to go to the game on Sunday?
Green
Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers. Big, big game.
It's gonna be a huge game.
Green Bay Packers in town to take on the Broncos at Mile High. 2:25 kickoff. I got us two tickets in section 310. It's $1,900 for two tickets.
Oh, my God.
In section. Oh, whoa, whoa. There's another
Another
just popped up.
Okay.
$2,600 for two tickets. $1,300
apiece. You think they're going to get that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Is anybody going to pay $1,300 a ticket?
I mean, this is
to
this
sit there and
the
watch
Super Bowl. You know, that's not the Super Bowl.
No, it's not the Super Bowl.
I mean, there. I know here in Colorado, there's tons of Green Bay fans, but there's a bunch of bars that have Green Bay, you know, watch yeah. parties and stuff.
Yeah.
But none
why
of,
is that?
But none of them I know have money.
Why is Green Bay such a big deal here?
I don't know. I don't
maybe it is everywhere.
Maybe as a little kid, your dad, you know, raised you with.
I mean, they are one of the most legendary teams, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. So maybe that's.
But it's a crappy city.
Well,
I mean, I think about it. Nobody'd yeah. want to live in Green Bay. Who's going to pick Green Bay to live in? It's cold, it's nasty, it's ugly.
But people have to live there.
Yeah.
Just say $1,300 a ticket.
I guarantee you those tickets fall dramatically hours before the game.
What's the most that you've ever gotten for an Avalanche ticket?
I want to say like maybe close to $400 for playoff tickets, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sold four tickets in Florida, in Tampa, Super Bowl, for the Super Bowl. I sold four tickets for $4,000.
Nice.
And that was 1995, somewhere in there. That was the one that Whitney Houston sang at. Yeah.
And why didn't you go?
Sold it. Huh?
Why didn't you go?
Because it was $4,000.
You know what? That's very fair. Yeah. That's very fair.
Go to a party and watch it on a big
right,
screen.
Exactly.
So I said, $4,000.
I'll
Are
do
you
it. Yeah.
And the tickets were given to me.
Yeah.
They were given to me, and I resold them for $4,000.
That was a good day that day.
This is a good move. All right. Tickets, man, they are skyrocketing for the Broncos and the Packers. Big game. No. All right, we got to go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, thank you so much for listening to the program. Go check out the podcast, which is on the Odyssey app.
Also, thanks to our friends, John, ColoradoCandyCompany.com. Again, it's ColoradoCandyCompany.com. They gave us just big old bags of candy for the giving tree. Really nice of them. Really nice. The
kids are going to love they that, aren't right?
Yep.
Fill them up with sugar.
Nice.
Send them home.
Yes.
With presents. That's what you do it, man. All right, we got to go. Yeah. John, thank you. John's still traveling to get back before college. Yeah. It takes about 15 hours.
It does. Yeah. He said the traffic was awful.
Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy your Tuesday. Supposed to be sunny.
What?
And windy. It's going to be windy today. And 58 for a high. Enjoy. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.